Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by the word vintage. No, a bubble fest. A vintage family, a family-owned vintage business providing vintage quality shipping supplies to the vintage online community since vintage 1999. We're still expecting your call, even if you are vintage. 888-723-4630. I get the point
we
about what
Laura
the...
We have Laura on. Hi, Laura. Laura's still with us.
Oh, hi, Laura.
Hi.
I get the point of it.
I do have something else to talk about if you get tired of talking about vintage with
me. Oh, I was tired of it 3 years ago, but we can talk about something else.
Listen, there's a message on eBay.
What?
That says somebody wrote in on one of the boards, and it says... I would like to start, it's vintage industrial lighting is the user ID. I would like to start a suggestion or comment on the misuse of the word vintage. This is an even worse, hold on to your seat, Griff.
Why?
When giving a product a title or description, it is physically impossible for a product to be both new and vintage.
Well,
yet sellers are allowed to use the word vintage as a description. Mm. Could they say vintage look or vintage 1965 look?
You could. Does that going to make it? Does this help illuminate the description?
For the buyer, yeah. No. It says here, any buyer with any amount of sense that is looking for a product that is vintage is not looking for something new.
Well,
I have to disagree.
Yeah, I disagree with them. Yeah,
they likely meant retro.
Well, you can have something that is vintage 2009, which is still new in box. If I still had one of these Cloverfield Monsters from vintage 2009, and it has never been opened, it's still new. So you might clarify and say new old stock, but it's still new.
So the word vintage does not mean old. That's what we're trying to say here.
It could be something that's and old.
It means that it's a certain year.
But here we go down the rabbit hole. Define old.
Like now you're arguing with Merriam-Webster because they say it does mean old.
And so define old.
It's a general term.
Exactly. It's imprecise.
Well, okay,
that's my point.
This is what I started to say before the break.
Yeah.
There are times that I can't pin down a year or a decade, but
right.
I can look at a piece of clothing and I can look at its label and I can maybe say, oh, that's a 1940s or 1950s label. But I don't know which, and I can't certainly go into that in the title. So the word vintage covers me on that. And ladies who are looking for vintage dresses.
Oh, yes. So you could... Okay, so you could say
vintage 1940s, 1950s. You could put
that's
those
too much for the title. Too
why?
Much wasting space in the
then
title.
You just leave out the word vintage and say 1940s, 1950s. That's more precise than the word.
Someone says I recently found a pin from the 1960s that was still wrapped in the original box. However, I don't think it's a good idea to even list an item like that as new by eBay definition.
Why?
From the 1960s, this is what a listener said.
Yeah, yeah.
1960s, found a pin, still wrapped in the original box, never used.
The more precise term would be new old stock.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's old stock, but it's new. It's never been used.
New
if it's
old
never
stock.
Been used, if you've got two states that an item could be in, it was used or it is unused, if it's wrapped in a box, it's still new. It's just new old stock. That's the solution a lot of people use.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Laura, what do you think?
She probably thinks I'm out of my mind.
I think he's a stickler, but a sweet old stickler.
Oh, that's the best thing you could have said to me. Thank you so much.
And then
much.
Another one person said, vintage has no meaning unless you put it with a time period such as vintage 1990s. It means a period of origin or manufacture. Thus, it can be vintage 2014 or vintage 1700s. The kind of people who misuse these terms are out to sell and generally don't appreciate being corrected.
Well... I think it's pretty clear I don't appreciate being corrected, so I fall into that group. See how imprecise we get?
You know, I don't like being corrected either, so I tried to do it as very gently as I could. And
I don't mind being corrected
anyway,
because
so
it's happened
be
all my life.
But isn't it human nature? I mean, is there anyone who adores being corrected besides sadists
or
masochists?
I do, because I like to know the truth.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind somebody telling me the truth.
Oh, I've always, I have to admit, I mean, I'm better at it now than I'm an old person, but I still, a little part of me dies every time I have to be corrected. I just feel I'm a failure when that happens.
Oh, no.
I get over it.
I feel I've just learned something.
I get over it.
So I look at it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Laura.
Is this the proper venue to make a request?
Oh, you could. Yeah, today? Sure. Why not? Yeah.
Don't ask me to play "And I Got a DaVita" again, please, because I've had
song. Okay,
go ahead.
On the site. Okay, well, I recently made a Facebook page for my store business. And when I'm on my laptop, I can go to my and I can click on the Facebook share button.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
And the little window comes up to do my sharing from.
Yeah.
And when it does, I can choose from a drop-down whether I'm posting as myself or I'm going to share on my own timeline or share on a page I manage.
Yeah.
And then there are other options like a friend's timeline, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
So
sure.
I'm interested in the share on a page I manage.
Yeah.
So I click that and then it changes to be posted on my store page on Facebook. I can't do that on my iPad or my phone.
Oh.
If I try to share from my iPad or my phone, my only option is to share it on my own personal timeline.
Oh.
And I don't want to do that.
Well, that's an interesting limitation. Yeah. Can you forward that to me in an email? I'd like to find out whether that's on Facebook, eBay, or both of our ends. Just send it to griff@ebay.com. That's an interesting one.
So while we still have you on the line, Laura, let me ask you and Griff a question.
Yeah.
What does deco mean? Art Deco.
Well, so that's a little
ask
bit.
Ask him because he'll know a lot more than I do. I can recognize the style when I see it, but I sure couldn't define it.
So if we're going to be precise, and we should. So Art Deco actually stems from a period that was a visual art design style, and it appeared in France just before the First World War. So we're talking about
1920s.
Well, 19-teens, and then the form then took off. So it's considered to be a kind of answer to the previous Art Nouveau period, which people thought was not very modern. Art Nouveau was a return to stylized nature devices for use in design, and it was influenced by a big interest in all things Japanese at the end of the 19th century. The thing that becomes hard for using the term to define anything specifically is that that style just took off and was reinterpreted by different countries. You know, Art Deco is what influenced Bauhaus in Germany in the 20s. It influenced the Art Moderne look. And there's a specific, very American version of Art Deco that started in the 20s and then just reached its apex in the 30s and 40s when it came to architecture and design. So for that word, it's not so much a period. It is a look. So it's Art Deco, it's hard. That would be hard to use as a defining term
because
for when something was made.
Because it's a design.
And it's also a large period of time. So we're talking about almost four decades. After the 40s, Art Deco became very passé and was pretty much abandoned for new style, which is that future mode futura look that came in the 50s with the rockets and the Cadillacs with the fins.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you want to think of some incredible
Chrysler Building
is probably the biggest one, the biggest icon. But a lot of theaters and buildings, at least architecturally, that were as far as architecture from the in America from the 20s, 30s, and into the 40s. It's all of that period. So it's a little different than the word vintage. It's specifically about a designed look. And it could be, I mean, you could have something that was designed today in that style and someone would call it in the Art Deco style or Art Deco.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So we could say
earrings, Art Deco.
Yeah.
Okay.
And most people would say Art Deco style if they were made today. Because that period as an original design period, and boy, what a fascinating period of time that was. That had its place. You know, it happened, and then it kind of went out of style. And in the meantime, they just made some incredible stuff. Incredible.
So, Laura, thank you so much for having this conversation with us today. This was fun.
It was fun, and I could continue, but we'll do it another day.
Well, go ahead and continue. We're okay.
We love words, and you know what happened?
I'm just curious.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm curious about the definition that Griff just gave for Art Deco. It seemed, it mentioned some characteristics, but kind of generalized and...
Yeah, because it was
because that's true.
One of those things that, like I was saying about Art Deco, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it.
Yeah, it's a look.
It's a look. It's a style. Stuff. That's what we're talking
vintage
about.
Vintage is not a look.
It is.
No,
what
it's
does
not.
It look like? What does vintage look like, Laura?
No, it's a year.
When you say Art Deco,
what does Art Deco look like?
Well, people have images that pop up. I mean, it's understood. It is a design style.
Look at the Chrysler Building.
Vintage is not a design style. Vintage alone does not indicate a specific design or visual look or style. That's the difference between those two. This is marvelously fascinating.
I love
it. And now this segment is vintage because it's in the can. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Coming up this week's very last segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee Show.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is, and you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 365.
You just can't say enough about the importance of having the best possible photos in your listings. Jason T. Smith is known on eBay as top-rated seller Tiki Pug Music and head of the thrifting board on Facebook. He has a few quick tips.
Number one, above all, when we see pictures, get your items off the floor. And number two kind of goes right along with it. Get your clothes off the back of the closet door. Number three to stop doing, do not use flash ever. Yeah. Flash changes the color of your items to a non-realistic color. So if you use flash and the customer thinks they're getting royal blue and instead they get baby blue, you're going to have an unhappy customer.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Today's final segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales.
So what's going on? What's funny?
Oh, I just think this was an interesting hour.
It was.
I loved this discussion.
It was. Listen, we got news from Jess, Donna's husband.
Oh, yes. What is
the news?
Just
spoke with a surgeon. He told me he had an excellent surgery with Donna, rating it 10 out of 10.
Oh, great.
She had heavy anesthesia, so her recovery today will be slow and she will need rest.
Yeah.
Donna is very grateful for all the prayers and good wishes and was extremely confident going into the operating room. Thank you so much for all your support and we'll update you probably tomorrow. For now, please know she's doing as good as could be expected. Thank you for all your support. Have a great day. That was from
her husband. Oh, that's excellent news. So excellent news.
She's out of surgery and kind of doped up now, of course.
Yeah.
And it was major surgery, by the way.
Of course, yeah. Abdominal surgery.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Griff, so we learned a lot about Art Deco today. We learned especially about vintage. I think I have that right in my mind as to how I'm going to use it in my always going to have a year by it if I ever use that word.
Look, I'm fighting a losing battle.
I mean, the tide is definitely
against me.
I know.
This word is going to get used. It's never going to get banned, and people are going to continue to use it. And you know something? I'm going to step back one circle away from the topic and tell you that that's not a bad thing. I'll tell you why. In order for languages to maintain some sort of precision, they change over time. So perhaps in the future, someone will come up with a word that is more precise. And that could be the outcome of this. I still, in spite of the state of the world today, do have hope in at least the language. The problem is that we have to keep educating our kids so that they understand the language, so that they can continue creating new words and new ways of using it. English is a living language. Unlike, you know, what we learn in school, we study Latin. Latin is a dead language, and it's dead because no one speaks it anymore. So it's never going to change. It's frozen in time from 2,000 years ago. Let's hope that doesn't happen to English for a long time.
Let's hope. So if you look further into the Art Deco realm.
Yeah.
You're so right when you say it's a style and not an era, although the style came from that era.
Yeah, and the era is a long one, but I could
make a lamp right now in that style, and it would be Art Deco style.
And exactly, and there's some Art Deco that's really it's more machine age design, and there's some that's a little, let's be honest, there's some Art Deco things that fall under that design that are kind of kitschy.
That's true.
Yeah. But it's all good.
It definitely. And I love these conversations. Anybody want to call up and have one of those when we're on the air? We're fine with it.
On
we
Tuesday.
We always say call up with your questions and comments, and she did. She called up with a comment.
Oh, I appreciate
it.
That was fun.
And it took off. Really.
Right.
So during its heyday, if you remember that Art Deco was 20s, 30s, and part of the 40s.
Yeah.
Horrible things going on in the world then, right? We think we've got horrible things. They were terrible things. World War One, World War Two,
just never end.
Terrible. And so Art Deco, and remember the movies, We're in the Money, that happened during the Depression because people wanted to go into another world of not being broke. Well, I just looked up Art Deco, and it says, during its heyday, Art Deco represented luxury, glamour, exuberance, and faith in social and technological progress.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it represented, that style.
Well, and there's, it infiltrated so many different realms. If you think of WPA.
Oh, yeah.
So, in the Depression, Franklin Roosevelt administration came up with a department to put artists to work, and it was called Works Progress Administration, the agency, and it provided funds and support for artists to design sculptures and paintings and murals for public buildings. And we are lucky enough to have so many of these survive through the years, and you can see the influence. Again, Art Deco, the design style coming from what was called the Machine Age. You can see the influence in almost all the WPA works.
It was
an amazing period of time. I would have loved to have been. I mean, there's a part of me that would have loved to have been alive. I'm glad I'm alive now. But can you imagine how exciting, at least from an artist perspective, that time was?
Oh, yeah, when the government was going to finance it?
Well,
it's good.
It helped, you know, it worked. But, yeah, that's a different time now, so.
Definitely. Well, Griff, we're going to go to eBay.com right now.
We are?
Yeah. We're going to go to eBay.com, and we're going to click on the Archives button.
And we are.
And then we're going to hover over Seller Resources and click on Seller Events.
Okay, if you say so.
Okay. So if you want to do the first one?
I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay.
It's a slow day here in network land.
I got mine up to speed for some
well,
reason.
I know. Okay. Because, you know, you're special. I'm still fighting. Why don't you start and I'll catch up because it's really taking me forever.
Okay.
So
April 6th.
Yeah.
Gosh, these are backwards. Oh, no, they're not. Okay. So the next one we have is April 6th. That's the Albuquerque eBay and Online Sellers Group Meetup, and it takes place from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's a Wednesday, by the way, at the Quality Inn Breakfast Room in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Speaker will be education specialist Stephanie Inge, founder, organizer of the Dallas eBabes and Emails, and author of the Meetup Organizer Step-by-Step Success Guide. She's going to be there via Skype.
Oh, cool.
And her topic will be promoting your eBay store on social media.
And you can find more on the voicemarketingradio.com site following the steps that Lee laid out. We'll talk more about the events next week. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak. We'll be live on Tuesday, March 29th at 11 a.m. with eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options. But only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you've come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.